Keith Peters reporting polls are closing soon in New Hampshire as voters in the Republican primary choose between former President Trump and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. Political analyst and former presidential candidate Gary Bauer says former President Trump seems poised for a big win in tonight's primary, but Bauer adds that a surprise is still possible.
Particularly when Nikki Haley is spending so much money trying to get undeclared voters to vote in the Republican primary.
Bauer is president of the conservative group American Values. Haley has vowed to press on no matter what the results are this evening. Charles Osgood, who anchored CBS Sunday Morning for more than two decades, has died at the age of 91. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
CBS Sunday Morning probably is his masterpiece.
Robert Thompson, a professor of pop culture at Syracuse University, who says Charles Osgood's style was different than your typical newscaster.
It was this much more avuncular, conversational, over the fence in the backyard kind of feel. And I think that was appealing to a lot of people.
CBS reported that Osgood died Tuesday at his home in New Jersey. The cause of death, according to his family, was dementia. I'm Shelley Adler.
Turkish legislators have endorsed Sweden's membership in NATO, lifting a major hurdle on the previously non-aligned country's entry into the military alliance. The legislators ratified Sweden's accession protocol by 287 votes to 55 with four abstentions. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 96 points, but the Nasdaq rose 65, the S&P 500 index up by 14. This is SRN News. Troubles brewing in a popular video gaming community.
60 million people use Roblox every day, but lately the platform has suffered from several incidents in which people tried to groom minors for sexual abuse. A group of parents is now suing Roblox and demanding that the platform, whose users are predominantly children, improve its safety features. Moms and dads are also being advised to use the parental controls on the site, limit access to credit cards, and monitor what their kids are up to. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nicaragua has released and expelled a group of Catholic priests in the latest example of the government's campaign against the church. The trouble began in 2018 when President Daniel Ortega brutally repressed public protests and churches tried to offer refuge for the demonstrators. When popular Catholic leaders criticized violence against protesters, the regime attacked the church. Thugs started harassing and attacking clergy and Catholic institutions. This is SRN News. Another record is broken on Wall Street as the S&P 500 hits a record high, while the NASDAQ Composite Index rose and the Dow Jones Industrial Average struggled throughout the day. Correspondent Seth Sutel reports.
The S&P 500 climbed 0.3% to another record Tuesday as earnings reporting season for big U.S. companies picked up the pace. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.4%. The Dow fell 96 points. That's about 0.3%. That came a day after the Dow topped 38,000 for the first time. Big gains for Procter & Gamble and United Airlines following their latest profit reports helped lift the market. A sharp drop for 3M weighed on the Dow. Johnson & Johnson also fell following its earnings report. TKO Group jumped almost 16%. The parent company of WWE said its weekly show Raw will move to Netflix next year as part of a streaming video deal worth more than $5 billion. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.